Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with the Monroe County Building Association, and today my guest is Tom Fuller with TA Fuller Homes. Welcome back.
Hello again.
Hello again. One of the things we really didn't talk about in our first segment was, you know, how did you get started in this business? Did you, you know, do you come from builders, or is it something that just always interested you? Well, you know, a lot of people, like, they, you know, like a friend of mine, her uncle was a builder and she thought it was cool.
Well, I think it started when I was a kid. Well, not actually Lincoln Logs. They were some kind of industrial building blocks or something. They were where you had fake girder beams that snapped in place and then a facade that snapped on that. My mom got me that. I got interested in
that. Erector set.
Yeah, something like that. And then I would build forts out in the background and or in the backyard. And it just went on there. In high school, I took building trades and I tried to get away from building, but I got into the Carpenters Union in Lafayette and was an apprenticeship there and served my 4 years and got my journeyman. But they more mainly worked on commercial buildings. So I did the Caterpillar plant in Lafayette, Lilly, I worked there, a couple of Purdue buildings.
So after doing all of that, then you decided you wanted to build custom homes?
Well, it was weird because I would work maybe 9 months. I'd be off 3 months, so I would spend my money and, you know, partying and that, and then go back to work, and I'm thinking, God, there's got to be more to life than this. So then I went to Vincennes University. Actually, I was trying to get out of building. I went for a business degree and stayed in business courses for 1 year and then turned around and got into their building technology program and then did 2 years there. So that's I just couldn't get away from it.
Huh.
And then I started working for a local contractor in Vincennes and became a general manager there. I was doing his estimates and drawing his homes. And then we moved here about 20 years ago, and I worked for a local builder here for like 6.5 years and then decided to learn all I could and went on my own. Been in business for 11 years now.
Awesome. Well, and it feels like you really kind of got a lot of different experiences. I mean, commercial, you worked for a couple of different builders in a couple of different areas, so you see a lot of different stuff. I know that the builder you worked for here locally was more of a developer, so they would develop complete additions, and so some of your, you know, designs might have been very similar to each other because they were all in the same addition. At the same time, you know, you do have that custom flair.
Yeah, and that it's so true. I learned something from every place I worked at, and it just got to the point where a local real estate friend of mine was saying, you know, you really need to go in and start doing your own thing, and I kept pushing it off, and a couple of years later, I decided it was the time to do it.
Yeah, why not try it, see if it works?
And it worked out great. I love what I do. I'm the only employee of my company, so I wear many hats from the president to the guy who cleans up the job site.
Awesome. Yeah. And you're very hands-on. I mean, I've seen you. I've known you for several years, and I've seen you on your job sites. And you're working just as hard as a lot of your subs are. So, you know, and I think one of the things that I like to see in any builder, especially in you, is that, you know, you're on every site every day. I mean, you touch base every day with that site and make sure that things are going the way they're supposed to be, that people are showing up.
Yeah, I tell all my clients that you'll see me on the job site twice a day. Usually I'm there in the morning getting everyone lined up, finding out what they need, and then I'm there towards the end of the day finding out what they need for the next day, what's planned. So you'll see me on the job site minimum 2 times a day, and that's every day.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, and you mentioned that, you know, a realtor friend encouraged you into doing this. You also have your realtor's license.
Yes, I'm a licensed realtor salesperson.
So, I mean, so that helps a lot. I think that means you can help find people lots. You don't have you're not a developer. You don't have an addition that you sell out of.
No, I build all over the county.
So I was going to say, and you really do all over the county. It's not just in the city. I mean, I've seen, you know, your house is way south of here as well as
I've been in Orchard Estates, way north of here. I've been in Ellettsville. I cover north, south, east, and west.
You'd probably even be willing to go to out of the county if so asked.
Actually, I've had people ask me about Greene County and Lawrence County, which I would go there too.
Sure.
So
absolutely. Well, and recently I have come to hear that you were voted the 2010 Reader's Choice best builder, I guess, upon the Herald Times survey.
Yes.
That they do online as well as in the newspaper, and they voted you as the best builder for the area.
Yeah, I want to thank all my clients and past clients and all my friends for, I've been voted the 2010 Reader's Choice Award winner for favorite builder in Bloomington.
That's awesome.
That is.
I mean, that's kind of like the People's Choice Award, you know, that you see on the Grammys or whatever. You know, people actually voted for you. It wasn't some panel of people. This was, like,
this was,
you said,
the
your
community.
Clients.
Yeah, this was everyone in the community voting. So, and I happened to win that. So
that's quite an honor.
Yeah. Yes.
I know when I was told about it from our friend Kimber, who works at the paper, yeah. She called us both. I was pretty excited for you. I thought, wow, that's really a cool thing.
I mean, I'm
always excited when one of our builders gets, you know, some kind of acknowledgement or recognition.
Uh-huh.
But that to me was a pretty big deal.
Yes, it was. And when she called me, I think I was as excited as Kimber was.
She gets pretty excited about those kinds of things. So tell me, what else do people need to know about TA Fuller Homes and how you operate?
Well, what I like to do is I'll take phone calls or people contact me through the email, and we'll discuss the home that they want. And I'll set up a meeting because I have like 2 pages of questions. I'm a very detailed person.
So you interview them.
Sort of interview them, find out. I ask them all kinds of questions on what they want in a house, what they're looking for, how is this room going to be used.
That's awesome.
So I'm very detailed because I want to price it the way they want to live in it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to slap my ideas into their house. It's really what they're paying for is what they want in it.
I think that is so important. Like I said in the very beginning, you know, functionality of a house. I mean, these people are paying a lot of money mm-hmm. for a house. And you want it to function the way you live. You don't want to have to adapt your lifestyle to the way a house is.
Right.
So I think, you know, some of those questions are probably pretty important questions.
They're very important because they're going to be living it, and they need to be happy with what they're getting, because if they're not getting what they want, they're not going to be happy. They won't talk kindly about me. So, it's important to me that they're happy. They're getting what they want at a fair price.
Well, and I think that's as a consumer, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for someone who's going to tell you or help you to guide you. I guess that's kind of, I see you as a guide and say, okay, this is how I see it is working for you or not working for you. The plan, because a lot of times, you know, in the break we were talking about how people probably come to you with, you know, a drawing on a napkin that say, okay, here's my new house, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I've had that happen where I've got a kind of a rough floor plan, but they don't have any idea what they want the outside to look like. So I will tell them, go ahead, look through some plan books. Get a feel. Do you want brick, siding? Mm-hmm. You want the craftsman style? What are you looking for in your exterior? Because that makes a statement on
sure.
what kind of home you're having. So.
Right. Well, and also, you know, I'm sure some of them come and they already have a lot picked out. They maybe have already purchased a lot even, and they want you to build it on that lot. And have you ever had a chance or a time when, you know, they come and say, this is the house I'd like on this lot, and they don't match?
Yes, I have. I've had people, I built a house where they wanted the walkout basement thing to be in the back. Well, according to the lot,
the
it had to be on the end of the house, which they were fine with. It worked mm-hmm. out great. But, I mean, as we got into it and looked at the lot and started digging, we're going, okay, it needs to be over here. So, and we're able to make those changes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and I think that's something that, you know, again, your knowledge, your education helps you to help them
mm-hmm.
to be okay with it, as well as still show them that it can function this way as well.
Yeah, yes.
So, well, we're almost out of time already, but I want you to tell us your website, because I know you have a really nice website.
Yes, it's www.tafullerhomes.com. I have a Facebook page for the people who have Facebook. You can go TA Fuller Homes, Inc.
On Facebook. Okay.
My phone is 824-3300. That's area code 812.
And I assume that you have like an email through your website.
Yes, but I'll give you, it doesn't say what my email is. It just says contact me through
sure.
my website. But my email is tom@tafullerhomes.com.
Great. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you again. I've missed you.
Great.
This is Nancy Baldwin with the Monroe County Building Association House to Home Show on WGCL.